Welcome to Masechta Shavuos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. If somebody comes over to people and says to them, swear to me that you don't know Eidos, you don't know testimony about this. So if it's money matters, the halacha is, that's he violated a Shavuos Eidos and he would be punished, he has to bring a karbat, etc., etc. If it doesn't pertain to money, just it's to establish a particular fact, as we'll see in this Mishnah, or even if it does pertain to money, but it's not his money, or as we'll see in this Mishnah, even if it does pertain to money and he's there on behalf of the fellow, but it's not money that actually was at one point the toiveya, the claimer's money, the halacha is that there's no concept of Shavuos Eidos. So let's see the Mishnah. Mashbiani aleichem, if someone tells witnesses, I swear to me, im le'tovei to yidunu, that you don't know testimony, to come and testify, shani koyin, that I'm a koyin, and therefore it's permitted for me to eat truma or anything that a koyin should eat. Shani Levi, I'm a Levi, and therefore I should get meiser. Shani ben Grusha, Sheini ben Grusha, that I'm a kain, and I'm not the son of a divorcee, therefore I'm a bona fide kain. Sheini ben Chalutza, I'm not the child of a Chalutza, a woman whose husband passed away, and his brother didn't want to do Yibum, so therefore Chalitza was done. So if he's a ben Chalutza, he's not a proper kain, he's a Chalutza, he's a tainted kain. So he wanted to testify that he's a bona fide kain. Or, let's say a person says to witnesses, swear she'ish pleni kain, that fellow is a kain. She'ish pleni levi, that fellow is a levi. She'ena ben grushi, he's not the son of a divorcee. She'ena ben chalutza, he's not the son of a chalutza. In all these cases, they don't really pertain to money. Therefore, even if the witnesses swear falsely, they're not going to be liable for their shavuos ha'edus. Says the Mishnah even more than that. She'anas ish pleni es bitoi, swear to me that you don't know testimony that this fellow raped that fellow's daughter. Upita, or he seduced her, es bitoi, his daughter. So now there in that situation, if he did rape or seduce, there would be a knas, there'd be a financial penalty. He'd also have to pay baisha supagam, embarrassment, devaluation. Those are all mamain. So first of all, this doesn't pertain to him personally. So clearly there's no shavuos eidos. But even if he's there with harsha, that means he was appointed by the father of this girl to go to these witnesses and try to get them to testify, even so, the halacha is there would be no money, because the only time that there would be no shavuos eidos, because the only time there's shavuos eidos is if it was money that was actually his that somebody has. But money which was never his, just money that's there as a result of an action, there's no shavuos eidos. Or shechav al bibini, says the Mishnah. If someone says, swear to me that you don't know testimony that my son wounded me, v'shechav al bichaveri, or that somebody wounded me, v'shid gedisha b'shabbos, or that somebody lit a fire and burned my pile of wheat. So by the way, when it speaks about that this fellow wounded me, it's on Shabbos. In all these three cases, if a person's child wounds them, or if somebody wounds them on Shabbos, makes a chabura on Shabbos, or someone burns down their gadish, their pile of wheat on Shabbos, in all these cases, there would be no mammon. There would be no financial remuneration. Because since for these three things, a person gets misa, they get the death penalty. The halachas kamli b'derabimineh, when a person gets the death penalty, he only gets the stricter of the two punishments, which is death, and he doesn't pay money. Therefore, since it doesn't pertain to money, there's no concept of shavuos eidos, and the witnesses would not be liable if they swore falsely. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.